Class 3, Class 4 horse. And that was a good run Saturday down on the inside.
All right. Enjoy Caulfield Cup Week, everybody. We thank you for your input. And, Glenn, you'll be winding that horse back out once you get to the office, won't you?
Well, it's
common sense will prevail.
Surely.
How much do you hold on that cup?
We must be sponsored by Vidal Sassoon you know, or your mate TK, Stefan.
It's not
a, we've given him a haircut.
Beautiful hair, beautiful guy. Not a beautiful price, though. You do hold a little bit on the Melbourne Cup, don't you?
Oh, it's one of the sort of larger races we operate on TK, considering we've been on it for 12 months.
It is $26. It started punters post mortem at $51. It's now $26.
The liability is about $4,000. They turned it off.
Not like the old days. It'd be hundreds now.
Hey, come on. Whatever you like. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Glenn. Thank you to Duff and thanks to Dino. Enjoy Caulfield Cup and we'll be back again next week with Punters Postmortem. It means it's news time, news and sporting headlines with Madison.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. A woman is recovering in hospital this morning after she suffered a collapsed lung, broken ribs and other internal injuries after being attacked by a kangaroo southwest of Brisbane. The 64-year-old, who's been a wildlife carer for 15 years, was feeding kangaroos at her property when the attack happened. The federal agriculture minister has accused Coles and Woolworths of empty media stunts over their pledge to support drought-stricken dairy farmers. David Littleproud slammed the supermarket giant, saying there was no guarantee their promised milk levy would go to farmers. But Coles has hit back, confirming it's appointed an independent auditor to make sure the funds are paid directly to farmers. And the wet weather is set to continue this week in Sydney, with rain forecast up until Friday. Making headlines in sport, Australian coach Mal Meninga has said Tonga will consider his side beatable following the Kangaroos' shock test loss to New Zealand. While in basketball news, the New Zealand Breakers stunned Melbourne United with an 88-81 victory, and the Perth Wildcats are 2-0 to start the NBL season after beating Illawarra by 40 points. Australia's Mark Leishman stormed to a massive five-stroke victory in the US PGA Tour's CIMB Classic in Malaysia yesterday. Leishman claimed his fourth US Tour title after shooting a final round 7 under par 65 to finish at 26 under. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
If you're finding off-the-rack suits don't fit properly, from October 21 to 23, Signature Bespoke's expert tailors can measure you up for a suit that will fit you perfectly. With two tailored suits and two shirts from just $650. Book an appointment now at signaturebespoke.com.au. Sky Sports Radio is proud to present New South Wales Thoroughbred Racing all year round.
The filly made of heaven goes to our Romeo and Donna!
Whether it's the heights of Royal Randwick, all those incredible country racing moments.
Torrential rain here. I can't even pick the horses up where they are on the track now. Cross Molly just is going to win.
The Big Sports Breakfast, Racing HQ and the National Racing Service combine to bring you complete racing coverage. You can rely on Sky Sports Radio.
The excitement of spring racing continues at Royal Randwick this Saturday for City Tattersall's Club Cup Day. Revel in the thrill of the group and listed racing, featuring the Group 3 City Tattersall's Club Nivison Stakes. Plus, all the action from Caulfield will be live on the big screen. For world-class racing, award-winning hospitality and entertainment this Saturday. Book City Tattersall's Club Cup Day at theraces.com.au.
Are you looking to be a part of positive change for your environment and community? Get on board and make a positive difference with Conservation Volunteers Australia. Our network of 25 offices around Australia and New Zealand are working with local communities to improve their environments with tree plantings, weed clearing, wildlife surveys and loads of other hands-on projects. Contact Conservation Volunteers Australia on 1800 032 501 or visit conservationvolunteers.com.au to find a project near you.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 7:07 with Sean Tysgrove. Good morning. We've got racing today at Orange. Damien Maloney is there, the race day manager. Morning, Damien.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How's the day dawned in Orange?
Oh, fabulous day. Look, the winds are...
The winds are a bit brisk at the moment, but they'll be easing by the time we kick off at first race this morning. So, well, this afternoon, I should say. So, probably about 18, 19 degrees of sun shining. That's always a bonus.
Beautiful. Now, the track, how have you rated that today?
Yeah, look, the penetrometer reading this morning that we took had it officially just over a four, so we're rating it as a fast four.
All right, so a fast four today, and the rail?
The rail is in its normal position, and it's unlikely to be moved. Just waiting to see the stewards now. They should be here shortly, but the rail will be unmoved.
All right, terrific. So the rail will be true, and you've got the good four there today. It'd be fantastic.
Good four. We've got some fabulous acceptances and some metropolitan trainers coming down and well represented by all the local trainers, you know, Crockett from Mudgee and all of the local orange trailers. Gaynor will be here from Parks. And, yeah, so well represented and some great racing today.
Terrific. Good on you, Damien. Have a top day.
Thank you, Sean. Speak soon.
Okay, there we go. Damien Maloney and track manager there at Orange today for a big day's meeting. Now, Chantal Buckley about to join us. The opener's on the first there today. Let's have a quick look. One and two out. Number three, Sodality, 13. Four Stars Galore is five. Number five, The Long Run, 151. Six Yarraman, 151. Seven Indicators on 440. Eight Nikki Rose, 320. Nine out. 10 Got a Minute, $9. 11 out. 12 Loose in Charge, 750. 13 Miracle of Miracles, 480. 14 Miss Charlie, 51, and 15 out. Favourite number 8, Nikki Rose, at $3.20. Good morning, Chantel.
Morning, Cozzy. Looking forward to a great day out at Orange, racing on a good service. Unfortunately, they haven't had the rain that we have had here in Sydney, but still looking forward to a good day nonetheless. All right, race number one. I've come up with a 13, 12, 7 and 8. So I've gone with the Bjorn Baker debutante here in A Miracle of Miracles. Now, she's nothing. She's not short of having a trial. She's had 8 overall. She was actually scratched from Saturday, I would assume, the heavy track there at Kembla. So they've opted to come here with a dry surface. She's only got the 54.5 kilos on her back, and she's had 2 recent trials leading into this. She's shown really good speed in both of those trials, so I expect from a good draw she'll be up on the speed there over the 1,000, and let's hope at start number one she can get the job done. She's nicely bred and from a good stable, so I'm going to put her on top ahead of Losing Charge. Now, this filly is by Charge Ford for Terry Croft, and she's placed more times than not. She's had 5 goes, 3 placings now, and her last start was back in May at Gosford, where she finished third. It was a 2-year-old maiden. She finished third behind Beware and Heavenly Thunder, so the form around her isn't too bad. The only time she missed a place was in tough races. It was an English nursery at Randwick and then the English Challenge at Scone. Now, her trial wasn't anything to get excited about, but I'm just hoping she can return her form as a 2-year-old, and hopefully she developed from that after that little bit of a break. Into third spot, I've got another debutante here in Indicators, and Radwood Up trains this gelding by War, and he actually wore the blinkers in his trial. He's had 4 overall, but he's had 2 trials back this prep, and he wore the blinkers in both trials, as I say. He finished third, first trial back at Hawkesbury, and then he won a recent trial at Warwick Farm. He's getting a little bit of a squeeze there, so he does know how to come off the bridle, and he has shown speed in both occasions in his trials there. So from another horse that's drawn well, I expect him to be probably just behind the speed. And into a fourth spot, I'm going to throw Nikki Rose. She's trained by Scott Singleton. She gets the winkers for the first time, which she wore them in the trial. She's shown speed in the trial as well. She's only had the one trial back this preparation. That was at Gosford there, where she finished second. And pretty quiet, actually. She was hard held down to the line. So she's just got that tricky draw to overcome. I think that was the only thing that deterred me, putting her up higher on the numbers there. So 13, 12, 7 and 8 in race number one.
All right, now race two is a maiden over 1,300 metres. One Hoodoo Brown, 19. Two Just a Dram, 31. Number three, Mr. Fuji, 126. Four Pretty Song, 460. Five Tickets Up, 650. Six Banjo's Voice, 550. Seven Another Shadow, 420. Eight Divine Missile, 26. Nine Narrow Neck Nelson, 460. 10 Scars' Kiss, 71. 11 Osbred Nacre is 26. 12 out. 13 Ice Vovo, 41. 14, Miss Berthney is 19. 15, Got the Tickets, 26 and 16 out. Favourite here, Chantel, is number 7, Another Shadow, and it's $4.20.
I've come up with 9, 6, 7 and 4 in the second here, and the 9 which is a narrow neck Nelson. Look, he's had six starts now for two minor placings. He went to Bathurst last time out, led them up there and had them coming from everywhere. And he's only beaten on the line. He's beaten 0.2 of a length behind the Joe Pryor train, made in Milan. Pretty strong, actually, finished third in the run there. So hopefully that gives him a bit of confidence going forward now in saying that both of his best runs have been at Bathurst. So maybe he's just a hometown track specialist there. But I think he'll be able to get the job done at start number seven. Into second spot, I've got the six, which is another, it's Banjo's Voice. Now, I was pretty disappointed with his first up run at Hawkesbury. He was beaten five lengths there. The only excuse they could offer in the stewards report was that he hung in. Maybe he just needed the run first up over 1,100. Steps up to the 1,300 today. He's got that tricky draw to overcome, but he has shown speed with the blinkers on there. So I expect him to be able to overcome that wide draw. Into a third spot, another Shadow. I just don't think she backed up on the 7 days there last time out. She went from 1,100 where she finished second beating the nose. 7 days later, backed up and was beaten 3.5 lengths. So she's had a couple of weeks to get over that. She did over-race middle stages there over the 1,300, so she would need to relax. And I think this is Mouth Robertson's first ride back today. So hopefully he can get her home. Into a fourth spot, I've got Pretty Song. Now, I thought she ran one of her best races at Bathurst the other day. As I said, she finished third in the same race there as Narrow Neck Nelson. 9, 6, 7, and 4 in race number three.
Now, the third is another maiden. It's over 1,600 metres. 1, 7 Falls, 2, 10. Number 2, Radacity is $5. 3, Allendale Raider, 19. 4, Double the Offer, $15. 5 out, 6, Bemboka, 13. 7, Ellie Beach is $4.50. 8, Sweet Pierre, 51. 9 out, number 10, Catwalk Queen, 34. 10, 11, Miss Bojangles is 19. 12, Snappy Diamond, 51. 13 out. 14, Fleur de Force, 21. 15, Thorn Lass, 26. And 16's out. Favourite at the toppy, 1-7 Falls at $2.10.
Race number 3 on the card. I've come up with 2, 1, 7, and 4. We've got Redazity on top. I just thought he offered a little bit more value compared to the top weight, the favourite there. Now, he was ridden further forward at Hawkesbury, and it was his best run that he's produced in all three starts. That was over the 1,300. He's been 1.8 there. He does need to improve off that, but you would think the 13 out to the mile was sitting down to the ground. And as I said, I put him on top of the top weight there, 7-4s, based on the price, really. Now, 7-4s, the blinker's coming off. He's first up over a mile with the 61 at kilos. This will be his first start here for Ben Baker, an OTI-owned horse. Formerly in New Zealand, he then came to Australia and had one run at Geelong where he finished about six lengths behind them over the 2,400. So, look, he might even be looking for further, but it isn't the strongest race. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him get up, but I just didn't like the odds about him. Three trials, so he's probably done enough work at home. I'd like to wait and see what he looks like in the yard. The 7 I've thrown into a third spot, and that is Ellie Beach. Now, she's had 9 starts now, 4 minor placings, but her last start, 3rd at Bathurst, was pretty good, actually. She was beaten, just over 2 lengths on that occasion behind Battle Fury. That puts her in good stead for this. And I'll throw Double the Offer into 4th spot, 1,300 up to the mile. He was pretty green on debut, didn't appreciate the soft track, yet the firm track, and shouldn't appreciate the experience from Hawkesbury the other day. 2, 1, 7, and 4 in race number 3.
I know race 4 is a class 1, a maiden combined, over 2,100. Now 1 Clubtown, 19. 2 Dad's Boy, 14. 3 Heavy Friendly, 101. 4 Aroka Nui is $1.28. 5 Stately Boy, 26. 6 Unresolved, 41. 7 A Capitol, 550. 8 El Rado Rado, 151. 9 Giddy Up Venice, 26. 10 Sabobor, 16. 11 Brave Maddie, 101. $1.28 for 4 Aroka Nui.
Race 4, 7, 2, and 5 are my numbers here. Look, it's pretty hard to go past Aroka Nui and owe you $1.28 or something ridiculous like that, but it probably deserves to be that price. A benchmark 70 over the 2,100, back to a maiden class 1 in country grades. He's so consistent. He deserves another win on the board. And look, quite a number of these horses haven't won a race yet. So he's got that in his favour, that he has won a race. He knows how to win. He's just so consistent. So it's hard to go past him. Not much value there. Into second spot, we'll throw to Capitol. Now, he arguably does deserve to win a race, but he's had 11 goes now for 4 minors. He's so consistent. He finished about 2.7 off them in a maiden over the 1800 at Hawkesbury, but he has run up over the 21 before. He finished second two back at Cessnock there. So he'll appreciate stepping up again. That won't be an issue for him. Into third spot, I'm going to put Dad's Boy. Now, I thought the run was only fair on paper, but then I went back and watched his run, and he did get held up a few times at Dubbo the other day there. So I felt he had genuine excuses, actually. Distance is not a worry. He's a fit horse in the race. He's been in forever and a day with a few little freshen-ups in between, but he has got a warning against his name for his pre-race behaviour. I did see him at Dubbo the other day, and he really bunged it on. So it'll be interesting to see how his manners are. He'll travel to Orange Day, whereas the other day he was at his home track, so he didn't have the travelling there. And the five will throw into fourth spot. Stately Boy gets a 2 kilo claim here for Katie Jenkinson. He is on the 7-day backup. If he can produce his run from Bathurst 2 starts ago, then he's definitely worthy of finishing in the top four. So 4, 7, 2, and 5 with the 4 clear standout.
Okay, on to race 5. Now, this is a class 3 over 1,280. 1 out, 2 Tony's Reward, 290. 3 Destiny's Reward is 10. 4 Funky Music, 420. 5 Magna Rock, 21. 6 is Kenny As, 12. 7 Prince Planet, 550. 8 out, 9 Loves a Hassle, 16. 10 Panera, $14. 11 Destiny's Revenge is 23. Number 12 Living Choice, 14. 13 out. 14 Leap of Legend, 34. 15 Quirion, 41. And 16 out. Favourite here, 2 Tony's Award, $2.90 in race 5.
The Apprentice Race, I've come up with number 7 here from 3, 2 and 10. 7 in Prince Planet. Now, he's a 5-year-old gelding who has had only lightly raced, actually, 15 starts and 3 wins and 4 minus for him. He went to Royal Randwick in the Highway 2 starts ago, and I thought it was a good effort behind Sea Stella and Lifesaver. He then went to Hawkesbury, and I remember Bobby Alyssa telling me that he'll just win, and look, he was nearly right. He led them up, and he was only beaten about a length overall. That was in a benchmark 64. Now, he comes back to an apprentice race. He gets a 4-kilo claim for Ashley Stanley, the daughter of Pete, so she'd know this horse inside out. She gets a nice draw, and hopefully she can get this fella home there. So I'm going to put him on top ahead of the 3 Destiny's Reward. He finished 6th behind Prince Planet at Hawkesbury the other day, so he comes out of the same race there, but his form prior was really good. I thought his run 2 starts ago at Kembla was huge. He got back, and he really ran on strong there, beating the 1 length down there. The 2 in Tony's Reward, a little bit frustrating, this horse. I remember teasing him at Goulburn 2 starts ago, and then he went to Bathurst, and he did have the 62.5 kilos, and he was only beaten 0.2 of a length, so you could probably forgive him for that. He drops to the 59.5. Overmere doesn't claim on him, but still, I think he gets in a lot better with the weights here. And the 10 I've thrown into 4th spot, Penuara. Brendan Griffiths on board. He's riding really well at the moment. Read a winner at Kembla on Saturday. Now, he's another hometown horse, so I do like these horses that are trained at home. He's racing really consistently. He's only beaten about a length and a half at Bathurst in a 58 race the other day. Could make a case for a couple of others there. Could make a case for Funky Music and as Kenny has, but I can only have 4. So 7, 3, 2 and 10 in the 5th.
On to race 6, and this is a benchmark 58. It's over 1,400 metres. Now, 1 I'm a Baker, 21. 2 Anniversaire, $8. 3 Garros, 10. 4 Attaboy Charlie, 420. Number 5 I Saw, 11. 6 Pandas Mr. Nosey is 81. 7 George 2, $10. 8 Griffin's Gaze, 650. 9 Star Zone, 81. 10 Storm Master, 26. 11 Not a Sound, 650. Number 12 Lily's Little Girl, $8. 13 Raised to Duel, 19. And 14 Attilius, 23. $4.20 favourite, number 4 Attaboy Charlie here, Chantel.
Come up with 4, 8, 2, and 5. Attaboy Charlie on top. Look, he's only missed a place once this preparation. He's a horse that sort of gets back midfield and runs on. Now, he drew 14 at Maruya. He went back. I thought it was a really big effort to make up the ground there. That was a class 1 over the 14.20, so it stays at the same distance. There's not as much speed in this race, actually, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him settling a little bit closer from a good gate. Into a 2nd spot, I've got Griffin's Gaze. Now, the only reason I didn't put him on top was just the gate. I don't really know where he gets to from the 14. As I said, not a lot of speed, whereas the other day at Dubbo, the speed was on. He settled last. He got to the outside, to the better part of the going there at Dubbo, and he flashed late at big odds. He's not going around at those big odds again today, but I'm just concerned about the run he'll have. the 2 hour anniversary, she's running well. I thought her first up run wasn't too bad. She'll really come on from that, only being 2.5 in a class 2 there, backing grade, and the 5 will throw him in. I think he's pretty good value. Forget his run at Dubbo last time out. He did pull up lame, but he was a winner of a 58 race on a good track over the 1300 two starts ago there at Dubbo. So 4, 8, 2, and 5 in the 6.
On to race 7, a class 1, it's over 1,000. 1, Meraki Miss is 3 even, 2 out. 3, Baker's Image, $4, 4 is out. 5, LVR, 23. 6, Royal Casino, 4. 7, Arctic Reward, $8. 8 is out, 9. Jolin, $7. 10 up, 11, Rustic Pearl, 61. 12, Dynamite Dan, $9. 13, Stato, 51. Favourite here, the Toppy, and that's number 1, Meraki Miss, 3 even, Chantel.
Race 7, it's hard to go past the top weight here. Meraki missed the 1, 7, 3, and 6. Now, she was dual accepted, and Cameron's obviously opted to scratch her from that last race and put her in there. So now she set outside the leader at Bathurst first up there, where she had a big weight. She had the 60 kilos over the 1,100. She's actually taken out by Arctic Warrior, who goes around in the same race on the turn there. And if you go back and read the stewards' report, Matty Tull did say that she became unbalanced. It took her a long time to balance up. And she probably was tired late in the piece, but she was still making ground there. So probably could make a few cases that she should have won first up. Now, both races she drew horribly. She draws 11 in this. There is a bit of speed, so I'm not too sure where she gets, but I think she is the best horse in the race. So 7 into second spot, which is Arctic Warrior. He's the one that ran her off the track. Now, he has the bubble cheeker applied for the first time here, and he has a warning for hanging. So hopefully that gear change should help him. He was a maiden winner at Wellington 2 back, then went to Bathurst and finished 3rd in that race there behind Meraki. And See Me Out was the winner of that. Into a third spot, I've got the 3 in Baker's Image. He's first up today. Has been a long time since he's won a race, however. It's been 97 weeks, to be precise. He does have a really good place record. He's just not fond of winning one now. He resumes here. He races really well fresh, so I expect him to be running on late. And the 6 will throw into 4th spot, Royal Casino. A few gear changes here. The blinkers off, the tongue tie off here. Gets a kilo and a half claim for Robbie Dolan. Probably forgive him for his second up run, actually, at Cessnock. It was a firm track, so it was rock hard there. Probably didn't appreciate it. I think he's quite a big horse, and we'll forgive him for that. So he's had 2 runs back now. I'm hopping into 4th. 1, 7, 3, and 6.
All right, we go to the final event, the 8th. Benchmark 58 over 1,000. 1 Ribbon of Choice is 550. Number 2 SCB 18, 3 out. 4 Miss Rhythmos, 11. 5 Sostenido, 440. 6 Showgirls, 310. 7's out, 8 Drummed Out, $9, 9 Dark Force, 34, 10 Dundary, 12, 11 Anagami, 26, 12 Rahi Lady, 11, 13 Felicette, 23, and 14 Starves, Azuz, 61. Favourite number 6, Showgirls, $3.10.
Lucky last, the Get Out Stakes. Gone with value here, 4, 1, 6, and 5. I've come up with Miss Rhythmos. Now, she's trained at the track. The last time she raced here at Orange, she actually won a race. She's had the 4 wins now from 23 starts, and her first up run at Moree was in the town plate over the 950, and they basically just ran her off her feet. I still thought she worked home nicely. And then she went to Hawkesbury in a much harder race. That was a 64-rated race on a soft track there. She was beaten 5 lengths, but and I know she ran last, but she bumped into a couple of handy ones in Brun, Babe, Cathair. If they were in this race, they'd be going around odds on. 3 of her 4 wins have been at home. She's got the inside draw, Casey Adams on board. So basically, I don't think she has to go around a horse. She should be able to stick to the fence, hopefully get the splits. And as I said, she loves it here at home. So I just thought she was really good in value. In the last, ahead of the 1 Ribbon of Choice, another horse that's trained at home. Got a couple of Brian Gentles in my mix here. Gets a kilo and a half off here for Aaron Sweeney. Last time out back in March was a winner at Echuca in a 64 race there over the 1400. Probably wants a bit further, but has won first up before, so we'll throw him in there. The 6 in Showgirls. Thought her run at Gosford the other day was good. She was beaten 2 lengths, 3 lengths actually, behind the Tanner. Now, the Tanner was very dominant, and I think he's a group horse from the Lee stable. The second horse, Zerstwa, she placed at Kembla on Saturday, so the form around her is pretty strong. She's just got a tricky jaw to overcome. And the 5, Sostenido, into 4th spot, another runner from Brian Gentle's yard. Forget last start, that was at Kembla, was beaten 13 lengths, but prior to that, was really good when running second on the 3-day back up there. So we'll pop him in the mix as well. 4, 1, 6, and 5 in the last. I have got a couple of specials. Probably silly to tip $1.28 favourite, but we'll go with race number 4, A Rock and Nui, in the apprentice race, Prince Planet. And in the 7th, we'll put Meraki Mist as one of the best. Happy punting, everyone.
Good on you. Thanks, Chantel. Chantel Buckley looking at the meeting today at Orange with a fine and a good 4 there in the rail tree for the meeting there today. It's 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio heads to the Mid-North Coast this Friday. Join us for the annual Cranbach Community Meeting featuring the Cup and the Sprint. Friday morning at 10, get your Tari winners right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardner's Road, Mascot.
Go!
Eurabee Stud presents world champion Warrawee Needy. Retired equal fastest horse in the history of harness racing. 146.4. Fastest 2-year-old in Ontario Sire Stakes history. Winner of more than 29 races and $1.25 million. He was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawee Needy. Book now. Eurabee.com.au.
Right on 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Australia's Mark Leishman stormed to a massive 5-stroke victory in the US PGA Tour's CIMB Classic in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. Leishman claimed his 4th US Tour title after shooting a final round 7-under par 65 to finish at 26-under. Usain Bolt doesn't consider himself a footballer yet, and doubts remain over his ability to earn an A-League contract with Central Coast, despite scoring 2 second-half goals for the Mariners in their 4-0 win over Macarthur Southwest United on Friday night. Australian coach Mal Meninga has said Tonga will consider his side beatable following the Kangaroos' shock test loss to New Zealand on the weekend. While in basketball news, the New Zealand Breakers stunned Melbourne United with an 88-81 victory, and the Perth Wildcats are 2-0 to start the NBL season after beating Illawarra by 40 points yesterday. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The excitement of spring racing continues at Royal Randwick this Saturday for City Tattersall's Club Cup Day. Revel in the thrill of the group and listed racing featuring the Group 3 City Tattersall's Club Nivison Stakes. Plus, all the action from Caulfield will be live on the big screen. For world-class racing, award-winning hospitality and entertainment this Saturday. Book City Tattersall's Club Cup Day at theraces.com.au.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the TAB app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the TAB app today and stay ahead of the game. TAB. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Lane Beachley for Planet Ark.
We're celebrating 15 years of cartridges for Planet Ark. Since the program was born, over 38 million cartridges have been saved from landfill and turned into road surfaces, pens and garden beds. Like other teenagers, Cartridges for Planet Ark continues to grow thanks to you. So keep up the great effort. Drop off your used cartridges at your participating retailer or sign up for a free collection.